guys back.
Well, we're glad to be here as well. What starts on a Monday for people coming in?
You know, as you guys saw when you came in, it's hopping on a Monday morning. I think everyone comes in, even on a daylight savings Monday, pretty early to, I think, maybe work off a little bit of the weekend, what they put on.
It's been a little while since we've spoken. What's new?
Oh, we got a lot going on here. We have a couple new programs out there. We, you know, as a part of University Hospital, we aim to be their health, fitness, wellness arm, even if some of the more clinical departments. So we've launched a cancer exercise program this year. So for those, whether they're going through treatment or in remission, it's about an eight-week program, and we really focus on just some gentle exercises to kind of get them back up to speed and really increase quality of life. That's one end of things. We also do we have an award-winning Parkinson's exercise program. For those going through that, they can contact us. We have about 12 classes a week, everything from yoga to some light exercises to literal boxing-style classes for that group. So our gym is, you know, it's funny. You go in there, they're playing basketball now, but you go in there on any other morning, and there's speed bags and heavy bags, and that's for that group. So it's really rewarding to see that.
In a class for, as you mentioned, Parkinson's, for example, how many people might be in a given class, and what about the age range for something like that?
You know, we'll take, there's no age range specific. I think we have maybe as young as some of the upper 40s up until, gosh, I don't want to guess ages, but let's just say I'm certain there's some 70s and 80s in there as well. At any given time in the gym, there could be, gosh, I'd say sometimes up to 50, 60 folks in there partaking in that class.
Does programs like that come through the medical side, through the therapy side, the fitness side? Who's the one that kind of starts coordinating and thinking there's a need for this and we have the talent and resources to provide
it? You know what? Depending on the program, it's a little bit of a combination. You know, it's kind of the continuum of care model in the hospital where specifically for the Parkinson's, they might go to one of our neurologists. Our neurologist might decide that, you know, there's this great exercise program, and we know through research that exercise, quote unquote, delays the disease for Parkinson's. And they'll refer them here. We have a nurse slash personal trainer, actually, that really runs the program for us. So she'll come in, do an assessment with the folks, and then get them going on the program. From the rehab side, we have physical therapy on site here as well, as well as a couple other sites in Lorain County. So especially at this site here, we may have members who have been members for, gosh, we're celebrating our 19-year anniversary today. And they might have been here. They need physical therapy. They're comfortable here. They're happy here. They'll get physical therapy here. Likewise, someone needs physical therapy. That might be the first time that they've really gone into a warm water exercise pool or got on a piece of equipment for their rehab. They enjoy it. They feel comfortable about their experience in rehab. And then they'll in turn become a member here right after that.
You talked about some of the things that you're looking for people that have certain issues, whether it was with cancer, dealing with those diseases or something. What about the members who look for something fun to do and sort of say, we'd like to have this, or I heard about this type of exercise, or what new things are coming here now for your 19th
That's
year?
Right. So, you know, aside from those groups, we have over 3,800 fully healthy people that come in almost every day. We do about 25,000 visits a month. We still have 120 different group exercise classes weekly. That is really about one out of every three people coming through that door is taking a group exercise class. So we're very, we keep that schedule very strong. I was just talking with one of my instructors this morning, and, you know, our early morning classes, they're getting pretty big. We pack a group cycling studio with about 19, 20 folks. We have some classes upstairs. Today was a 20-20-20. 20 minutes of cardio, 20 minutes of strength, and 20 minutes of core in the morning. So we're seeing a lot more interest, especially in the early morning classes. But we have evening classes as well where we'll do a body pump, which is with weights. There's Zumba tonight, which has always been a popular class for us. That's more of a Latin dance-type cardio-style class. So that's always been a strength of the facility.
I noticed, too, that every now and then you'll open your doors for community members to take advantage of special classes. Talk about that.
Yeah, we really developed this program in conjunction with the United Way of Greater Lorain County and a couple other strategic partners, where it's called United We Sweat. It's an annual type program. So we usually have anywhere from 5 to 6 complimentary classes that is completely open to anyone in the community or any one of our members. And that's anything from someone who might, you know, hear the great things about yoga. So we have a beginner yoga class where, you know, it's really unintimidating. The instructors will really just take it from the basics. We have a beginner spinning, which, again, is a group cycling class. We do a class called Pound, which is a class where they have weighted drumsticks. And they literally drum on the floor. They drum on exercise balls. So it's a cardio-style class that uses drumming as the cardio.
So, I thought you were going to say it's a noisy class. I think that's what you were thinking.
Are they soft-tipped? I mean, banging on your wonderful, beautiful floors here, that doesn't seem like the best idea.
They'll put some mats on the floor, and no, they're hard-tipped drum sticks.
Wow. Who comes up with these things?
It's an industry that's always changing, that's for certain, and we just try to stay on top of those
changes. You try to make... To keep the interest, the brain, what, gets after a while stale and it loses interest, and you just have to kind of give something for people to...
People always want to, what's the next best thing out there? What's the next best thing out there? So we're always trying to stay ahead of the curve. You know, our cardio equipment, gosh, you know, even 5-10 years ago, you'd hop on a bike, you know, you might see a little dot matrix of some red dots of how far you're going. Now, all the cardio equipment... It's basically a supercomputer up there. You know, you can certainly go and watch whatever you want on TV. We have on demand. We have YouTube. You can go check your email. You can go on Facebook, Twitter. There's virtual reality. So if you want to go up on one of our treadmills and, you know, you decide none of that's good for you today and you want to, quote unquote, hike the Rocky Mountains, you can pull up the Rocky Mountains and go through a course where someone put a camera on their helmet and, you know, just kind of went through the Rocky Mountains and, you can call that up on a treadmill or bike now.
You think a fitness center where they have people who are instructors who know sort of, you know, how to build your body, muscle strength, do exercises, repetitions. You must have a high-end tech area here, people that must be able to service all of this type of equipment, though.
We have a building maintenance man, and he's wonderful. I was with him late last night here working on some things in the pool area, but... It's a 40-hour position where he literally is on top of every piece of equipment and throughout the facility, again, taking care, making sure the facilities, all the equipment's in proper working order and that we have a very clean facility as well.
You said 19 years. It doesn't really, I could say it does not look, whatever, I don't know what 19 looks like, but this, it always seems to be fresh. There always seems to be new. So that's another part of what you need to do too, right?
We take a lot of pride in, you know, continuing to reinvest in the facility, whether, again, that's the equipment, the interior, the exterior, the facility, the hospital's been great of, again, allowing us to really reinvest in this gem that we have here in Avon.
And you've again been nominated in several categories, Best of Lorain County.
Yeah, we're looking forward. So yeah, go to clevelandmagazine.com, pull up the Best of Lorain County Awards. We certainly love your nominations for Best Fitness Center, Best Day Spa, Best Place to Get a Manicure Pedicure, Best Personal Trainer, and Best Yoga. So those are the five categories we're going for this year. I think we won 4 of them last year.
Who do you draw from? You know, it's right here, and Avon's in the name. Avon residents usually take advantage of it. Where do zip codes come in to this?
So if we look at all those 3,800 members, about 55% of those are made up of zip codes in the Avon or Avon Lake area. And then that other 45% is really spread across the board between Elyria and Ridgeville and Bay and a little bit of River, a little bit of Lorain. And then just scattered amongst the couple others. But with Avon and Avon Lake, literally we have about 950 members from almost each community. So what we've done in the summer especially, we've taken the natural rivalry of the two communities, and between the end of May and about the middle of August, we have an Avon versus Avon Lake Community Challenge. So we'll open our doors one day a week for each person that joins from each one of those communities. And the more they visit, the more they take in certain classes or certain seminars or special events that we have here, they gain points for each one, for not only individually, but for each one of their communities. So we kind of have a wellness challenge between the two communities. 2 years ago, Avon Lake won, and we presented Mayor Zilka with kind of a wellness plaque. And then this past year, Avon won. So Avon currently has the title. I think Mayor Jensen's on a little bit later, but we'll see what happens in year three now. They're 1-1.
Sounds great. Well, Brad, we appreciate you hosting us here once again. Again, we're here today, and Bull and Matt are here this afternoon for the afternoon show, and then we'll be back in tomorrow as we spotlight Avon, broadcasting from